What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
P&E.
What's P&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory.
Woo! Interesting Tuesday on B&E. A lot going on. Big 12 makes it official. 10-game schedule starting at some point in mid-September to late September. Also should be an interesting day on UT campus as university officials going to give an update on plans for keeping students and everyone, because not just students on that campus, a lot of employees, a lot of professors and folks who work the campus, but they're going to give an update on their plans for keeping people safe this fall. Their latest update on the heels of the request of the Dean of Students to students to have no parties. No parties in 2020.
None.
Also to quarantine yourself for 2 weeks.
Before you get here.
Ahead of it.
How's the chances of that one?
We take my daughter off to school in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, we're making the trip. Loading things up.
Oh, teary-eyed E. You're not going to be able to get away from that one. That's a tough one, man.
It'll be bad, man.
That's a tough one.
It'll be bad.
I got sent by myself to do that.
Well, and that's, you know, that's the fear, right? I mean, we were talking about this young player at Indiana. The mom's, he's a football player, freshman, who's, you know, got to Indiana for workouts and caught the virus, and he's having a real hard time with it.
Right.
Respiratory issues, and now maybe he's developed a heart issue 3 weeks into his battle, which is the example that everyone's talking about. You know, 95-99% of these youngsters are going to move right through it and hardly feel a symptom, but it will impact even young people. And that's been the real curious part of this for doctors and experts is why does it attack some people so harshly and some people hardly notice they have it? That's
some don't even get symptoms of it.
I know. But then some people get it and it just knocks them off their feet. And
yep.
You've heard of that from people locally who have high school kids.
Sure.
Who are dealing with it that were perfectly healthy and all of a sudden, you know, people, they debated whether it's blood type or just genetics or what it is about this virus that everyone seems to have a different situation once they get it. But we'll hear from Derek Jeter coming up, the president and part owner of the Miami Marlins, on what went on with his team and his organization that's dealing with over 20 now members of that organization positive. And so we'll hear that coming up.
All right.
Up,
but, well, you know I'm a tough guy, right? I'm pretty tough. I can take some pain. Come on. I can take pain.
You're a tough old cuss.
Thank you.
When you're not getting your fingers manicured.
I don't know what that has to do with it, but I'm still.
Bathtubs.
Or buying titties.
Or buying titty sandals.
Yeah, but I'm just saying this. Yesterday, I was, you know, I put in a really hard day yesterday.
You're about to move into a new home on property. You've built your own home, and you're getting a lot of your do-it-yourself stuff done.
But I had my guy, Doug Bo Paul, was with me yesterday. We were moving pots
Love
off.
Love Paul.
We're moving pots off the property. So I'm with him, and I go by.
You're moving pots off your current property.
Yes. I mean,
to empty, the new
big
property.
Monster pots and stuff, just heavy stuff. And so I go by where the faucet is there. It's got a little hole there. And inside that hole is a nest of these red wasps.
Ooh.
I've never been stung by a red one. I've been stung by regular bees, scorpions. Scorpion things don't bother me. This thing hit me yesterday. And it started, like, humping on my hand. It wouldn't stop. Like, I was, like, screaming and shooing. And Paul is falling on the ground, like, laughing. Because he just can't believe that I'm going through all these gyrations with this thing. I couldn't get it off the meat of the palm of my hand. And this thing, you know, like a bee will sting you, take off and go. This thing was just like going to town and just like jabbing
one of those
over.
Boring wasps. They like to bore in there a little bit.
Look over here. Look at my right hand. Look at this morning.
Oh man. You got
what
like
the
elephant
hand.
You're red, man.
I don't get it.
Bucky
I woke up at,
fat hand.
I woke up at 2 o'clock this morning. This thing hurts so bad today.
Oh, he's hurt. Almost hurt.
I know maybe I should probably go home. There was a vacation. I probably shouldn't be here. Maybe I should just take it. But I have never, did anybody, I've never been stung by one of those red ones before. Do they have like, so Paul said, he probably is going to die. That wasp, I'm like, well, big deal. So am I. You know, do they sting you and die? I don't think they do. So I went inside. I mean, I was cussing through the whole episode. of grabbing the black flag and sticking it in the hole and shooting everything. And when they would come out, stomping them into the ground. Is there something different about one of these red ones compared to the other kind of wasp that I don't know about?
I don't know. You get a red wasp. You could have an allergic reaction, it says here. It's not life-threatening. But, yeah, they sting more than a bee, I think. They got that big old stinger. The question is, how are you going to grab your putter now? You know, when you're golfing.
Oh, the swelling will go down before tonight. Yeah, but no, I'm telling you, it hurts.
Gets a big old fat
dude,
mitt over there.
It hurts so bad. And I was like.
It still hurts like right now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It itches. It, first of all, at 2 o'clock this morning, it started to itch. And so I'm scratching it on the wood of the bed. And you know what I'm saying? Now you're up. And I'm thinking, okay, I haven't done any spraying of, what is that stuff that you put on these things? Bites, itches, and all that?
Because
I wanted to suck it up.
Or just some
I wanted to suck it up like a dude should suck it up. It's a bee sting.
You still got to get the stinger out. Oh,
no,
our man Jake.
A wasp doesn't leave a sting in there, though.
Look at it. It's Jake from SLP Lawn Care. They were at my house yesterday doing great work. If you need any lawn work, we always recommend our friends at Student Loan Payment Lawn Care. Jake and his team are phenomenal.
And there's no stinger in
here,
right?
Yeah, the wasps do not lose their stingers like bees do, according to Jake. So you just got stung. You got poisoned in your big right mitt.
Dude, I can't even imagine if like three of them would have got me. I'd be dead today.
Here we go. HVAC tech here. I see a lot of red wasps. They're blanking mean, and they want to sting you.
That's what I mean. It was like he was humping my hand. I couldn't get him off. Hey, dude. It's like a dog on my leg. I mean, come on. And the other guy, Paul's laughing. He's like falling out. This thing hurts. Cortisone or whatever that stuff
cortisone,
is.
Cortisone, yes.
That's what I need. Just as on a commercial there where Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman was. It's swollen now today.
Apparently it was a lady wasp. It says that only the female red wasps can sting.
Ooh. And she was probably protecting her babies.
That's what Paul told me.
So mad
Paul said that's the protector. That's the one that doesn't go in really where the nest is. It just is around for anybody to come. I was just minding my own business. I walked past
that
it.
That was their potted plant that they were picking up home in. That was their house.
That thing jacked me up so bad.
Jake from SLP Lawn Care also says, that's why you call SLP Lawn Care, so we get stung and not you.
Damn.
There you go. We get stung, not you. And I would highly recommend those people. I know you would,
and
too.
And I see those around all the time, those little red ones. And I kind of play with them, and I dodge them and move them around a little bit.
Benadryl has also been mentioned. Benadryl.
That's what I need, some Benadryl.
But if you have an allergic reaction, you'd probably go Benadryl.
So this is not an allergic reaction. It's already happened.
My wife claims that if she gets stung by a bee, she'll swell up. But I've been around her a long time, but I've not seen her get stung by a bee.
Now, and I know people who if you get stung by, they get stung by a scorpion, they go like it's the worst thing that's ever happened to them in their life. Compared to this thing.
Yeah, I've been stung by a scorpion. It's not terrible. I mean, it doesn't feel good, but I don't know if when the last time I got a red wasp, but right in the palm of your hand.
Never had one of this. Suck it up, Buck. Wuss. There it is. I knew this was coming.
Suck it up.
Man.
All right, let's get some headlines, get you caught up for you 8 o'clock hour audience. News of the morning, there's plenty of it. And then we'll dive into the top conversations, including Bucky's big fat.
Oh, my God, someone said it's the killer hornets.
The murder hornets? Watch out for the murder hornets. We need more in 2020. Let's get the news. Top Gun, speaking of great people, Lawn Equipment Rentals bring you the headlines. And Big 12 Board of Directors last night made it official, rubber stamping an agreement on a 10-game schedule for the league's football season in 2020. 9 conference games as usual, but then 1 non-conference home game for each team. Conference would like the home game to be the first game to be played in September, either mid-September or late. And then the conference schedule would begin beyond that in October and into November. The conference also will have the flexibility to move the Big 12 championship game back to December 12th or 19th. If necessary. Also, word from behind the scenes out of Texas that there's no current plan to move the Texas OU game from the Cotton Bowl on October the 10th, despite the State Fair of Texas being canceled. As long as it's safe in Dallas County to play, they are likely to play there and not go home and home, as some had speculated. NBA bubble action last night and yesterday. How about the Spurs? They dropped their first game in Orlando, now 2-1 in the bubble. They lost to Philadelphia 132-130. It was Shake Milton draining a three-pointer with 7 seconds to go to give him the game winner there. Also last night, Lakers clinched the number one seed in the West with a win over Utah. Anthony Davis led the way with 42. They are now the one seed guaranteed. Their lead over the Clippers now 6 games, only 5 games left. Obviously can't catch them. Today in Orlando, two of the Texas Three in action. Mavericks play this afternoon against Sacramento, and then one of those day games. Rockets play tonight against Portland. Mavericks off to an 0-2 start in the bubble. Rockets are 2-0. Major League Baseball, Rangers and Astros both off last night, both up in an up series tonight in out west. Texas is at Oakland. Houston plays at Arizona. A couple of baseball notes from last night. Bucky's Yankees now 8-1. Off to their, how about this for the Yankees? Their best 9-game start ever. They're off to in this shortened season, 8-1. They got a 6-3 win over Philadelphia. Garrett Cole gets his victory. He's now 3-0. Cubs are 8-2. They blank net KC 2-0 and break up the Rockies. They've also matched their best start in franchise history at 7-2. They beat the Giants 7-6. And terrible news in Atlanta. Braves young ace Mike Soroka tore his Achilles tendon while covering a play at first base. Big loss for them. He's turning 23 years old today. He was an all-star last year. This could obviously impact not just this year, but next year for the young ace. And that's the news.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment.
Get up to 20% off all Toro and Hustler mowers and Husqvarna chainsaws, weed eaters, and blowers in stock for the month of August.
TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
So when I was a paper boy in Houston growing up, we had bushes outside our garage. And garage is where I would wrap the newspapers and get them ready for delivery. And we used to have a wasp nest that kind of hung out in the bushes somewhere. So I had this little small, my dad used to play racquetball, so I took this racquetball racket. And I'd come out and I'd be whacking those things. I must have killed 100 wasps over those times. I would hit them all the way down the driveway. It was great. So one of these days I'll get my comeuppance with the red wasp. They're gonna.
Oh, look at these people show me all their swellings.
Yeah, that kind of looks like your hand.
I'm wondering too. Did you eat your ice cream before?
I did.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm seeing it says they're attracted to humans for loud noises, bright colors, sweet smells such as food and perfume. So you might have had a little bit of that ice cream on your breath, man.
Dude, this thing came attacking me like nobody's business. I was just casually strolling to move something, and I mean, bang, that thing hit me hard, Ian. It wouldn't get off my arm. I was trying to shake it off. It wouldn't shake. You know what I mean?
I hate those stories. My brother, or my mom's brother, Jamie, my godfather, when he was a kid, they tell the story. They were swimming in the pool, and he went over to turn off the faucet, and there was a bee's nest, and he got swarmed. By something, and he had to go run back in the pool, took him to the hospital, a whole bit.
Yeah,
horrible.
I can do the bees, I can do the scorpions, I can do the red ants, but for some odd reason,
ants are not good. You start getting some ants, and if you're doing yard work, and all of a sudden you start feeling it on your feet, got more than one.
Yeah, my ant story was when I first came to Texas, I played golf at Barton Creek.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize back east, you don't have those mounds that big.
Mm-mm. So and they don't sting.
So I was standing on it because, play where it lies. So I was standing with my foot on it at Barton Creek Country Club, and I'm standing there.
Were your playing partners rolling?
Dude, I took my pants off. I'm wearing long pants. I took my pants off at Barton Creek Country Club at one of the holes and took my pants off.
You had to because they're in your pants.
They're up my leg. I took them.
Ants in your pants is a real deal.
Yeah, they had gone up my leg, and I took my pants off at the country club. Hey. Welcome to Austin.
I've done it many times doing yard. That's why I call SLP Lawn Care now. Because if you get into a bed like you're weed eating and you're kind of backing up and you're not really paying attention and you end up stepping in it for even a half a second, it is all over you and you've got to undress.
Oh yeah,
you
got to take your pants down.
Yes, you have to.
Well, you at the country club, that looked really weird. Me standing in the fairway, or I was with a pair of underwear on. With me undies on.
Good thing you had the me undies on.
Yeah, shaking everything. Baking powder. Yeah, I need something today before, because it's now, because you can't stop scratching it.
Yeah, you need to stop scratching it.
Driving you nuts.
Yeah, well, don't scratch I didn't your
need,
nuts
but
either.
I didn't need.
Don't scratch your nuts either. You don't want any of that.
I didn't need dude standing Pauly laughing like it's not a big deal. Yeah, it was. That's James Brown. Man, that hurt.
You'll be all right.
So, I mean, you got stung by bees before. Bees are no big deal, right? Leave a little stinger. You pull it out.
Sting.
You go about your business.
Yeah. When you're a kid, it seems like the worst thing ever, like when you're little. But then, no big deal.
Oh, when you run into your mom and she looks at you like, oh, okay, honey, come here. But no, this thing bit me. No, it stung me.
It didn't bite you.
It stung me.
Well, it's a good thing it wasn't the murder hornet, as people have pointed out. That would be horrible. You may not be here with us.
No, the good thing is it was only the female who was looking out for the rest of them inside that thing, because if they would have all come out, That's a different story this morning on my arm and my neck and everything.
You'd have been.
Yes.
Might have to be hospitalized.
I don't know. But I've never felt like this before. No,
feeling
thank
a little
you.
Loopy or what?
No, not loopy. It just hurts.
Well,
damn
weird to
thing
have your
hurts.
Hand all swole up. And hopefully you're not playing golf today.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going out of my way to spray every one of those red ones I see
kill
now.
Kill them all.
Absolutely.
Kill them all.
I'm going to walk around with a black flag in my back pocket or something.
Need to just get a racquetball racket.
No, I'm not that quick anymore. I'll get stung.
I used to come out with that backhand.
Watch them go?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, it was wide enough that they couldn't get away from you. And you just, it's short enough, too, to have that short area quickness through the swing.
No, you hit 65. You don't know what kind of stuff could happen if you get stung. You could all of a sudden become allergic.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. All right, so the Big 12 makes it official what we thought would be. We had Max Olson yesterday talking about the options, and they go ahead and made the decision on 9 games plus 1. It will be a home game for Texas. Will be likely the UTEP game, which is scheduled currently for September 19th. I'm not going to be surprised if that's not when that stays. If that game just stays on September 19th, that gives Texas, what are we, on August the 4th. So you're talking 6 weeks now to prepare for that game, whether it's for fans and everything that goes with that, but also getting students back on campus. You know, how that, you know, happens and goes here through the month of August. Players get ready, and then they would have a week off before they would travel for on October 3rd to a potential K-State game. But what we don't know is how different the Big 12 makes the schedule. Do they keep it as it was? Like, the schedule just stays where it was because you're going to play the 9 rock. Like, SEC has to add 2 more conference games because they're adding 2 games. Big Ten's going to shuffle their deck a little bit to stay more regional. Big 12's going to stay the Big 12. So the Longhorns will play 1 game in September, and they'd be on the road for the first part of October. They'd be in Manhattan, Kansas, then in Dallas to play Oklahoma before returning home for a game against West Virginia in the month of October. That's the kind of tentative schedule, so we'll go with that. And as we said earlier, every school's different. Like, Texas Tech needs to find a game. Because think about this, Buck. Texas Tech's non-conference schedule was Arizona, which their Pac-12's gone conference only.
Done.
That can't, because remember, the Big 12 said that the plus one needs to be a home game. And then they were supposed to play Alabama State. The SWAC has announced they're not playing, and they're going to play in the spring for football. So that game's off the table. And then their other game is at UTEP, which, again, it's supposed to be a home game. So Texas Tech now needs a game.
Yeah.
Who are you going to play? You know, maybe they could flip UTEP to come in, and because Texas can play UTEP and Texas Tech can play UTEP, but
why
they're
going
to cut them a check.
Why not?
Why not? Or a team like Abilene Christian out west, who's moved to Division I, that would be kind of a regional thing, that they could actually play a game in the month of September. But yeah, there are teams like that who are going to be searching for games. But Texas will likely just keep UTEP and
sure.
Say sorry to South Florida and bye to LSU.
Someone said, hey, we've given South Florida enough money with Charlie Strong. We paid out enough.
Well, they were planning to come here and take more Texas money, and now they're not, most likely. Now, that's not official, and I'm sure there'll be conversations. And then the question becomes from Chris Del Conte and Tom Herman, when do they want to start? Would they want to move the UTEP game up to September the 5th and go ahead and start September 5, or stay September 19, or September 12 is now available?
My thoughts are, let's get everybody on campus and see.
Yeah.
See what that's going to be
see
like.
See what that looks like. Now, if you started September 12, you'd still get people back on campus because they start back to school late August, the last week of August. So you'd have 2 weeks of school starting.
So you'd know what's going on.
Before you played a football game on September the 12th, almost 3 weeks of school. And then you'd have a game on September 12th, which was supposed to be LSU. But then you'd have 3 weeks until you were scheduled to play K-State. Or would you rather have, I don't know. I mean, those are the debates that are going to be had this morning.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about a problem, but if things get to a point where it's just kind of out of control, which it is now, really, but do you see college football saying that's it to all of them? Not like you shut down for, it's you know, like 4 teams in an SEC, it gets to be a real, real problem. Do you see the whole college football system saying, that's it, guys. We really, really tried. We did
That's
everything we could.
That's going to be the question, right? How, again, these are student athletes, and the NCAA is supposed to meet today. The Board of Governors, the NCAA, and
I feel like I know what direction they're going in.
A lot of people think they're going to move to cancel competition in the fall sports, which will, again, as we talked about, create a showdown with the Power Five. We're saying, no, we're moving forward to play. We're going to play football, and we plan to play our other sports. That showdown looming because the NCAA Board of Governors meets today.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And we'll also get into the worst case scenario story for college football out of the state of Indiana and Indiana out of the Big Ten, where a young player has fallen pretty ill with the coronavirus, as a lot of young people move right through it without much issue. He is battling, so we'll get you details on that. Also, Craig Way has a Craig Way report. We've got Salacious Gossip in your Blitz. And yes, on the show of the people, we need your help with Bucky's wasp sting to the palm of his hand and how he can battle his way through it. It's B&E on the Horn.
Mornings with Bucky and Aaron.
Hey, big event on the Blitz yesterday. If you missed it, we had the return of Tavo.
That was amazing.
It was amazing. First caller on the Blitz. Tavo made his return and probably got us in trouble. I don't know what he said, but Tavo may return. Maybe you'll return. That's coming up for the top of the hour, plus Salacious Gossip ahead of it. Craig Way has a Craig Way report. All right, so the home remedies are coming in on your wasp sting from yesterday on the palm of your right hand.
If I use some of the stuff that you guys are talking about, I'm going to lose the hand. They're going to have to take the hand. I got a feeling.
Captain Hook. This says cut open an aloe vera leaf, put it on the sting, then put an ice bag on it. Ooh, and called you the P word.
Of course. Like what you were going to Kansas. I'm going to Kansas.
This says rub some Tussin on it.
No, rubber Tussin doesn't work for this.
Says put some bleach on the sting, which
you know I try that. I have heard that before.
And here's my favorite.
Where you're coming from.
Bucky, go to the store, get a can of Copenhagen snuff. Not that weak, long cut stuff, but put a real dip in. Get a nice dark brown spit going, put it on the sting, cover it with a bandage, you'll be good in an hour.
You know what? I've heard that before. That's not something that just came up. I heard about that for a bee sting. If you can't get the sting out of you, you take some Copenhagen, get that thing, and put it on top of there and let it sit on there. But I don't want to lose this hand to some
You're
of your remedies.
You're not going to lose the hand because of a wasp.
You don't know that.
I do know that. I feel very confident in saying that. You're not going to
put Windex. No, I'm not going to put Windex. Spray Windex on it, Buck. Nope. Some of these things I won't try. And the Copenhagen thing.
Rub some dirt on it.
I've done that before.
Let's go. Yeah, let's go.
I used to be a dipper, so.
Oh, you did?
Oh, back when I coached. Yeah, when I first started coaching, I was a dipper. I did everything. I smoked cigarettes. I did dip.
I don't know why I wasn't. I grew up playing baseball. All my roommates, all my buddies were Copenhagen snuff. I never went there. I drank it a couple times and then
out of the wrong. I would rather go ahead and
I'd rather get
stung.
The Rona than drink Bud Light swill.
Spit. No.
Copenhagen swill.
Dude, that almost makes me sick now.
It does because I can taste it.
I would get five stings then to have that go into my mouth. Somebody else's spit. From a dip cup.
It was always in a can because I'd
drink a Bud
Light.
Oh, you couldn't see it. That looks like a Bud Light to me.
It's like a Bud Light that I was drinking.
Bacon powder and water seems like the simplest thing that I could get done.
It says pee on it. Yeah. That's like the Moises Alou family thing.
I pee on my hand all the time.
Remember the Alou family? They didn't wear batting gloves and they said that, this, your real body is
good. I wonder if peeing on it will really do it. I may try. I mean, that's not that hard to do. I don't have to go buy anything.
How long do you have to leave it there before you wash your hands thoroughly?
About 5 minutes.
Ooh.
I'm just being pee. That's my pee. It's okay.
Yeah, but then you wash your hands thoroughly because I don't need to shake your hand or you can keep your own.
The baking soda sounds like the way to go. Got a lot of that coming on.
All right. So home remedies for Buck's wasp sting, part of the conversation this morning.
Not just any wasp. The red one. The really mean, the mother of them all.
The mother of all red wasps.
Yeah.
She came protecting her babies. And
her family or something.
Amen. So we've got that. We got the Big 12 to 10 games, which we all anticipated, but it is now official. And I mean, really be interesting to see because you think about Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley, because they were scheduled to play August 29th. That game is now not likely. Gary Patterson's in hot water now with a player at TCU because they have a game that day that's probably not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning they're probably going to shut down practice, I'm assuming. Well, Oklahoma.
They're not going to keep practicing, no.
Yeah, Oklahoma lost a 5-star player yesterday, a linebacker, Caleb. What's this kid's name? Caleb Kelly, linebacker. He missed all of last year with a knee injury, but he'd come all the way back. And Alex Grinch, the defensive coordinator, he went out and just in a drill, blew his knee out again. And, somewhere Lincoln Riley saying, well, great. If the Big 12 had announced this, and we wouldn't have been practicing yesterday.
That's right.
You know, injuries happen in football. It's just the way that goes. But, I'm assuming that Oklahoma will amend their schedule All the teams in the Big 12 will amend their schedule for one non-conference home game. The Big 12 did make it clear they want it middle September or late, meaning those August 29th mm-hmm. dates won't happen. So, yeah, now Oklahoma likely to shut down because you don't want to practice for six more weeks, wear your team out before you play a game. So they're going to probably stair-step that back up. And that's where the Big 12 kind of dragging their feet on this, not optimal for a coach like Lincoln Riley, who's like, okay, thanks, great. Had you gotten this done on Friday, we wouldn't have been practicing yesterday.
Yeah, that's too bad. too bad for the player. I mean, yeah. That's a shame.
And it could happen in 2 weeks when they start practicing. We get that. But at the same time, it's just one of those, oh, great.
And I got to believe the high school kids are absolutely ecstatic about getting out there. The 4A to 1A players are out. They're practicing. They started yesterday. Yesterday was their go get them day. And
now, let me ask you this.
That must be different
for
them.
I'm going to let people, I don't believe, like LBJ here in Austin, Austin LBJ is a 4A school, but they're not allowed to practice.
Because it's in Austin, proper or whatever, yes.
Yeah, no school activities until at least September the 8th. And then AISD is about to announce, I believe, that they're going to go 8 weeks, 2 months of online, which that makes, you know, can they play football if they're all online, all students are online?
I don't understand why they couldn't. That's the one I don't get. If you're online, why did your
can you go to
extracurricular?
Practice
yeah, why can't you go to practice?
If the protocols are in place.
Right.
I don't know.
They're not going to stop those. They're still going to have the protocols ready for you to go.
Those things are still in limbo for me of what's going to happen. But then, so think about that. LBJ can't even start until September the 8th, but by their schedule, they're supposed to start playing against teams who have been practicing and playing because they started yesterday.
What, are they going to get a week of practice and then have to go play?
I don't know. Or they're not going to play. I don't know what the plan's going to be. And people have to explain that to me, how that's going
to
play out.
They have to get the right amount of practice before they go run and play a game against a bunch of teams that have been practicing for 3 weeks.
Well, I'll just say this. I know everyone has questions about school and football and your kids' education, and it's a massive conversation. My wife is director of special ed for Hayes Schools, and I get home in the afternoons, Buck, and she's on these
still on the phone.
I mean, it's day by day. It's every day. Here's what we're doing. Here's what we're doing. And she's dealing with special needs kids. I mean, this is special ed. So they've got a whole other array of their concerns and issues.
Oh my God! And those kids and those parents have been going through this since March.
And like the parents,
and now the school season gets ready to start again.
And you can understand. I mean, the parents just want answers. The kids for their kids. And okay, tell us what we're doing. Tell us what the plan is. And how are we doing this? And then the teachers.
And some of those kids need to be in a group setting.
The teachers and the educators just want the same thing. This clarity. Give us clarity. What's the plan here? How is this working? And all the way up to the level of the superintendent. They're all kind of grasping for best scenario. How do we best handle this?
Right.
Because I think the one thing we could all agree to, there's just not one great way. You're choosing from the best of the bad choices. I mean, you got to educate your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get your kids back in school. Parents need kids back in school so they can go back to work, because without their kids in school, they don't have home, they don't have daycare. Kids going to school allows them to
correct
to go to work.
That's right.
I mean, how do I do my job if I've got two, three kids that I'm, oh, by the way, we do pretty well. We're not the richest family, but we only have one laptop. So we got three kids that need the laptop to do online. How do we handle that? I mean, all these things, and this isn't a sports conversation, but the same things are happening in the world of college football and on university campuses. There's just so much to plan for. There's so many variables in place, and it leads to high levels of stress for a lot of people. And I think that's where we are right now in the month of August.
And plus for coaches that are older coaches, there's a lot of older coaches in high school and college football. They're a lot more than you think. You know, you look on the sidelines on a Saturday, a bunch of old dudes out there. They've been doing this for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And most of those, they don't like to retire. They like to coach football until it's time to, you know what. Well, they'll die on the sideline. I mean, they just love the game of football. And so a lot of them are really at risk during the football season.
Well, it's the same reason.
Well, the head coaches.
I mean, that's the same reason a lot of teachers don't want to come back, right? Because the kids can be fine, but they can pass it to the kids or they can pass it to them, and then they take it home. And that's, you know, that's what doctors and nurses are doing every single day who are battling on the front lines.
They're going, it's not just football. Cross-country, volleyball for young ladies that play.
That's already been pushed. I mean, that volleyball games usually start in August. They start playing tournaments. We know it impacted the senior class of 2020, but obviously it's going to have an impact on the to-be senior class of 2020 and 2021.
You know, and people talk about the fact that, well where do we go in 2021? We don't know. We don't know where the virus is going
to
be.
Let's get to tomorrow.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because what will happen is they'll, you know, hopefully, and I've got all kinds of faith that we'll have a vaccine, but you know, we'll get to this point next year, and with things the way they are, people won't want to take the vaccine. There'll be football players that'll say, you know what, I don't want to take that.
I just saw yesterday a joint effort with Texas A&M and then Texas medical, you know, with a trial, a virus. I mean, yes, a vaccine that maybe they're working towards. Let's hope, because it's leading to a lot of stress and high anxiety for a lot of people as we move forward. We had this, and we'll get to the timeout with the Craig Way report. And get ready for the blitz. The return of Tavo yesterday was a lot of fun.
Amazing.
One of the highlights of the day. But a parent named Debbie Rucker took to Facebook on the approval of her son. Her son is Brady Rucker, who's an offensive lineman at Indiana University in the Big Ten, freshman. But she told the story that he got back to campus for voluntary workouts, you know, not blaming the school, so they did everything they could to prevent the spread, but he caught it, and now he's in battle. He'd had breathing issues. He was in perfect health, great physical condition, and due to the virus, he ended up going to the ER because of breathing issues. After 14 days of hell battling the horrible virus, his school did additional testing on all those that were positive, and so he's now, and they are concerned he may have a heart issue, a long-term heart issue from the virus, and done some damage to his heart. So, and that is every college administrator and coach's fear, right? It only takes one. Everyone else moves through it, and everybody's good. You get one kid all of a sudden's on a ventilator or has long-term issues, and you ask yourself, was this worth it? I mean, did we need to do this? And everyone's going to have their own opinion on that. There are risks playing football. You can get a concussion.
That's right.
You know, there are risks to the sport, but is this one that needs to be taking? We need to be taking, and whether it's high school, college, or pro.
Somebody says relax. When the weather warms up, everything will be fine.
Oh, it's going to be 101 today.
It's going to be hot today.
We'll be back. When we do, it will be Gossip and Blitz. We roll on a Tuesday. First, Craig Way.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
No games, just the gossip. It's brought to you by Bud Light. All your summer activities. It is hot, but you want to cool off, relax, join a round of golf, maybe getting out to the water, being socially distant but still having fun and active. Do it with an ice cold Bud Light like I do, with only 4 great ingredients and brewed right here deep in the heart. Also Brown Distributing with all kinds of great choices. You got the Michelob Ultra, that Bud Light Lime, that Bud Light Seltzer, all perfect for these summer activities, whatever they may be. And we just heard from our buddy J.J. Gotch of the Round Rock Express, Dell Diamond, that they have announced this morning that a week from this Saturday, they have been approached by the UFC, Buck, Dana White and crew.
That's pretty cool.
Because UFC, one of their big drivers is people gathering at sports bars and restaurants and watching the big fight card, right? Well, obviously, the restaurants are shut down and not available. So they have begun the process of finding outdoor venues to have watch events. And Dell Diamond has been chosen as one of the first in this country. So coming up on that Saturday, if you're a big UFC fan, you can go to roundrockexpress.com, the website, and their tickets go on sale at noon today, and you get out there with all your fellow fight fans, watch on the big screen with that beautiful sound system they have at Dell Diamond, that it'll sound like you're in the place, and the screen is so clear. And you can have some Bud Lights, watch the fights with all your buddies, and be socially distant, be safe, but still be out and about and enjoying the Dell Diamond, and that's UFC 252. Dell Diamond announced that this morning. We had JJ with us to make the announcement.
Awesome. So.
Pretty cool. Also, Gary Patterson has a statement out this morning after meeting with his senior leadership council. We'll read that for you coming up and dive back into the situation involving GP, Gary Patterson. Also, we just saw an infomercial on television. You're getting up there, and you're now on Medicare. You're 65. And there is something called the Liberty Lift, which they were advertising.
My wife was telling me about that.
And so it's for olds that can't stand up on their own.
Don't say olds.
Oh. Older people.
Or somebody who has a knee injury or a back injury.
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, Wilford Brimley just passed away. Was that Wilford? No. Was it? Maybe?
No.
Well, so it's got a handle. It's like a blue thing with two handles, and you hold it out, and the person that you're going to help pull up grabs their end, and you tug them up out of the chair or off the couch or out of the car.
Yeah, when you sit on your crappy couch, if you got a crappy couch and you're all sunk in, you got to kind of rock yourself a little bit to get up a lot of times, right? My wife said, you just grab a hold of this thing. She gets right up. She could pull me right out of that thing. Or if you're laying
under the headline of things we don't need, like could you use like a stick or
just one of those dog toys with the double knot.
Yeah.
Yank it with the dog.
Okay. Already something in your house that can be used for the same purpose.
$19.99 free shipping. I'm getting the number.
Liberty Lift.
And I'm getting a Liberty Lift. That's right. I'll have one by tomorrow on your Amazonian or whatever that thing is when I order that bad boy from Amazon.
Okay.
I love that. You thought that was kind of inventive, wasn't it, Sam? No big deal?
I'm going to go with unnecessary.
Okay.
I'm going to go with unnecessary.
My wife is the one who said, this would really work for you so that you don't have to push off of my knee to get up off the couch.
I get that.
You know?
Well, then maybe if your wife wants it, then you get it.
She can pay for it. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
The Liberty Lift is and soon to be followed by the help, I fall and I can't get up.
I already passed up on that little machine.
Hey, look at that. Phone lines are lit. Salacious Gossip brought to you by Bud Light. Time for the Blitz. Load it up.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click AppleLeasing.com and see how easy it is.
What you can lift up? D's nuts!
with the Liberty Lift?
With the Liberty Lift. First Blitzer, you're up.
I got the word of the day today. It's called El Soplón. Let me use it in a sentence. El Soplón me puso lelo. That's why I had to go on hiding for 10 years.
10 years. Tavo.
Tavo's returned.
Arriba.
From his sabbatical.
10 years. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky.
Yes, sir.
There's some lotion you can put on that wound. You know what to do, though.
No.
Then wrap it up.
No, man. I'm not putting any lotion. Just spit. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, stick on the Colts. What happened to Hagen?
Oh, Walter Hagen, he used to call, yeah.
He'll be back.
Calvin Petey, Walter Hagen.
Oh, yeah. Otis. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Buck.
Yes.
So, there's this thing called lubricant you can stick on that wound, and that would help heal it really good.
Mm-hmm. Lube.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I have a what if for you. What if the Patriots take in Bill Parcells' advice and drafted Tony Brackens over Terry Glenn? Thanks,
Ooh,
Robert Kraft.
Yeah, they could have.
Yes, they had an opportunity. Next Blitzer, talk
Terry
to us.
Terry Glenn was once called what?
Hey, Bucky.
What's up?
Hey, this is Zion Williamson. Now you got sausage fingers too, brother.
Hey, by the way, they're up to 25 minutes of action for Zion now as they work him back.
I do have some sausage. I got a sausage thumb. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Guess maybe kind of a reunion week. This is an old friend of yours. I've been listening for some time. Matter of fact, so long last. I've been listening since Bucky's 50th birthday. That's quite some time ago. Your old friend. And how about the start of them San Diego Padres?
San Diego is bad.
Friars aren't bad, man.
They're all coming back.
Fernando Tatis Jr. tattooing the baseball.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky.
Yes.
This is down. Sorry about your watch, man. I just want to let you know, whether I'm on the land or at sea, I'm still getting that glory hole.
We got to find out where Jerry is this morning.
On that big-ass yacht, he could be in different rooms.
That's true.
Different suites day by day.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Bucky. I know how to get you out of that recliner. Just squeeze on these.
Why couldn't you use your putter?
No.
You know, like grab your putter out of your golf bag and just yank that thing up?
No, I'm going to buy that one. That's better. Next Blitzer, you're up.
What if my aunt had balls be my uncle?
It's true. Next Blitzer, you're up.
So I had the coronavirus, but now it still burns my pee. Is that
not
related.
It's not the same kind of.
It's a different ailment, I believe.
Yeah, it's a different virus. Next Blitzer, you're up.
This is Roberto Kraft. Fuck. I got a friend, the Hands of Hanoi, who can help you with that grip.
What was that?
Shut it down! Let's go home!
Did Roberto Kraft have a pussycat in his lap?
Did you hear the cat in the background?
We need to re-rack that on the way back.
Kind of scary.
I think we heard Roberto Kraft's cat.
Wow.
Making an appearance on the Blitz after Tavo returned for the second day in a row. San Diego's back. It's like old home week. Sports are back.
Must be.
Basketball in the afternoons in the bubble. Kim Kardashian's honorary bubble butt. Baseball's back. Football's coming back. We'll get to all of it. Also, we will find the latest location of the Bravo Eugenia, Jerry Jones superyacht, the luxury pleasure craft. Last we saw it, it was heading to the coast of Canada. We'll get you details. It's coming back. B&E, busy Tuesday.